state-owned fresh water wells in north central Arkansas, in proximity to unconventional natural gas drilling, are the subject of a newly released baseline study. The collaborative project, coordinated by the Arkansas U.S. Geological Survey Groundwater Resources Program, was the first of its kind in the nation. And as Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, the results released last week were surprising.
The so-called Fayetteville Shale, which lies beneath a six-county region in north central Arkansas, ranges from 50 to 600 feet in thickness, located at depths from 1,500 to 6,000 feet deep. The grayish-black shale contains pockets of methane gas extracted by boring vertically into it, then horizontally through it. The shale is then hydrofracked using millions of gallons of water mixed with silica sand and tons of chemical surfactants, biocides, and petroleum distillates, including benzene, toluene, and xylene. The vertical bores are cased in cement to prevent water contamination, but certain residents living near drill sites worry their drinking water may be impaired by flowback water from the wells, failed casings, or produced fluid migrating underground. Tom Kimmins is director of the Shirley Community Development Corporation, a three-county environmental and economic development group based in northeast Van Buren County.
Yeah, they did have concern with taste in their wells, odor in their wells. They all just wanted to know what we wanted to know. What's going on here? What do we got here?
Kimmins, who you can hear is recovering from a cold, is also a biologist and serves on a regional gas advisory board established several years ago by the Van Buren Quorum Court. It funded the first ever sampling of surface and groundwater for hazardous chemicals associated with the gas drilling.
Now, we were novices at this. At the time, we didn't realize that BTEX, the benzene, xylene, toluene, all the carbon tetrachloride, we didn't realize that these really caustic and carcinogenic chemicals were really hard to find. And in the process of working with the chemist, I ran into Tim Creasy down at USGS, and he was telling me, no, you're doing this all wrong. You don't want to go in there and try to test for these volatiles. You want to go in there and test for the counterpart of these volatiles, which are the chlorides that are down naturally occurring at the bottom of these fracked wells. These are the chlorides, calcium chloride, sodium chloride. And what happens, these salts or these chlorides, if there is a rupture or a break, they'll leach out and they'll form chloride plumes.
The chloride plumes, which bubble up into fresh water tables from fracked gas wells, could lead scientists to more discreet frack contaminants. So Kimmins and the nonprofit Shirley Community Development Board joined forces with Tim Creasy and his team at Arkansas U.S. Geologic Survey to conduct a baseline sampling of 127 private domestic wells on Van Buren as well as Faulkner counties at no cost to residents.
And I think 75 of those were in Van Buren County. I was there at every well. I went out with them. And our group had kind of oversight of what was going on. And it was all done very professionally in a timely manner.
USGS agent Tim Creasy was out in the field, but Jim Peterson, chief of the Hydrologic Investigations Program at USGS Arkansas Water Science Center in Little Rock, speaking on behalf of the team, said the sampling was a cooperative effort between their agency and local residents.
To help keep down the cost, the representatives of in Van Buren County and Faulkner County helped us by soliciting landowners who had shallow wells that they were, had some concerns about, or they just wanted to find out about the water quality.
Jim Peterson says groundwater is sparse in the region, confined to isolated fractures with no large continuous underground aquifers. Rural municipal water districts tend to draw from surface water impoundments. Since 2005, more than 4,000 hydrofracked wells have been drilled on the Fayetteville Shale, with more than 900 billion cubic feet of gas extracted in 2011 alone. For this study, water wells were chosen in various proximities to those drill sites.
And what we found was that the chloride concentrations that were collected back in 2011 weren't higher. In fact, they're actually lower than our historic data. So that's the first thing. And then the second was that our comparison between 2 miles or less versus 2 miles or more, there was no significant difference, no statistically significant difference between chloride concentrations in those two groups of wells.
Jim Peterson said they also sampled for methane in domestic wells,
which is natural gas. And we looked at a subset of those 127 wells. We looked at 57 domestic wells. And the methane that we found, based on isotope data, was all a type of methane that would not be the methane that's coming from the Fayetteville Shale. So there's three lines of evidence there that are indicating that we're not seeing any contamination.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful findings. Very positive. It's great. Great to hear and great to see that we have a great baseline set up, and that there has been no contamination regionally with gas development in the Fayetteville Shale.
That's Peyton Rose, an independent licensed electrician who lives in Damascus, which borders Van Buren and Faulkner counties. He works with Arkansans for Responsible Gas Development, an affiliate group of the Arkansas Public Policy Panel based in Little Rock. He says he trusts the results of the USGS sampling.
Tim Creasy is, I think, without a doubt, a very pragmatic scientist, unbiased scientist, and he's an expert, knowledgeable as they come. So he's going to be on the up and up with everything. And the leaders that we had involved are also absolutely and positively not influenced by industry.
As industry attempts to skew public opinion via television and print ads, it's also gotten into the business of research science. A University of Texas Austin Energy Institute shale gas industry water quality study was discredited last year after a scientist was found to have gas industry connections, as did a University of Buffalo Shale Resources and Society Institute research project. But Jim Peterson says USGS has no vested interests. The $225,000 study was funded in part by the Shirley Community Development Corporation, which contributed $8,000 in cash and provided in-kind volunteer hours. But the project would have cost much more were it not for Duke University's Environmental Isotope Lab, which conducted expensive methane water tests for free. The Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality provided organic analysis data, and the Arkansas Natural Resources Commission and members of the Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission provided technical support.
You know, it is a baseline in the sense that at least, you know, maybe 3 years down the road, 10 years down the road, people can come back and sample some of these same wells and see what kind of changes have occurred over that period of time.
Van Buren County resident Tom Kimmins says Fayetteville Shale Water Quality Study stakeholders now have a firm footing.
Oh, my reaction was I was glad they didn't find any, you know, real poison in people's wells. At the same time, we weren't so much trying to find a smoking gun as establish a baseline.
Since 2008, more than $18 billion in economic activity was generated by the Fayetteville shale gas industry, including $1.2 billion in lease and royalty payments to landowners. Of course, now we're seeing a natural gas glut. As a result, Tom Kimmins says the shale gas activity has almost come to a standstill. On any given day, 2 years ago, more than 200 trucks would lumber down local highways near him. Today, he says, only a few go by. But the Fed, looking to build a liquefied natural gas export infrastructure, the chances of the Fayetteville Shale going into full-bore production again are good. As such, residents should be on guard, says Peyton Rose.
One thing is that we do definitely need to do follow-up tests. Follow-up tests will be crucial in the upcoming years as gas development continues in the Fayetteville Shale. So I'm very excited that we found no contaminants. I don't think very many people were expecting to find contaminants, especially regionally. But every landowner should get their water tested and should do follow-up testing. We should all do follow-up testing in the future for sure.
The good news is that chloride tests cost only $15 each. States like Colorado are enforcing baseline testing by the shale gas industry prior to, during, and after a well is hydrofracked, as the natural gas industry is currently exempt from most major federal environmental laws. The Arkansas Public Policy Panel will push the state legislature for a landowner's bill of rights this session. The Arkansas USGS Water Quality Study is the first regional sampling of its kind in the nation. Very good news. And at the same time Arkansas launched its study, EPA undertook its own study over five states, not including Arkansas, with results due in 2014. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
The report is titled Shallow Groundwater Quality and Geochemistry in the Fayetteville Shale Gas Production Area, North Central Arkansas 2011. It is available online at pubs.usgs.gov. That's pubs.usgs.gov.
Support for KUAF comes from the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal, featuring entrepreneurs in the January 21st edition, plus local business news in Northwest Arkansas. The current edition is available at 725-0394 or nwabusinessjournal.com, where you can also register for the daily business e-news.